He loves his Collins. Coming up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the frozen tundra of Minneapolis, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, with the Rain Report Hamcast for February 17th. One of the really unique features of the Dayton Hamvention is its forums. If you're a regular listener to this Hamcast, you already know that, from how frequent we excerpt from these forums. Take the Collins Radio Forum. If you restore, repair, or collect Collins radios, once the Cadillac of ham radios, the hour-long Collins radio forum at the Hamvention is the closest thing to Collins Nirvana you'll ever find. And there are only a few Collins enthusiasts, like David Knepper, W3ST, publisher of the Collins Journal. He has gone so far as to exhibit his Collins collection in what he considers his own Pennsylvania museum. Here's a short excerpt from David's 2017 Hamvention Collins radio forum talk, in which he verbalizes his love for an era of radio long since gone.
Oh, those were the days of real ham radio. You remember those days? How many people remember those days? How many of you? Where did they go? They went to the iPod and iPad and computers and all games and all that. I got two grandsons. I can't coax them. Maybe I should buy one of those new Kenwoods or new Yaesus. I don't know that they'd still be hooked. I'm 77. I've been a ham radio operator since 1955. Boy, do the years go by quickly. To me, that's real radio. This is ham radio as you know it today. It's your choice. I'll take my Collins. Last year, I called one of the radio outlets and I said, what's the guarantee on a Yaesu or Kenwood or ICOM? 1 year. I think one had, that was thinking about 3 years. One of them said, if you buy a radio today, we're going to give you an extended warranty for 10 years for $10. Boy, that's terrific. But I'm good with computers, PowerPoint, all that when I was my former careers. My philosophy is it's certainly nice to have something in your shack that glows in the dark. You don't need to use it and say, I'm devoted to it. I'm not going to bring some of that stuff from across the pond into my ham shack. I have one little FT-450 at the museum tucked away so you don't see it. I do have a KWM-380. But it's nice to have something for nostalgia purposes. All my radios, I can remember when I bought them. I'm talking about the Nationals and the Hallicrafters and so forth. Even my first 75A4 and KWS-1. I purchased that in 1970, the KWS-1, from a gentleman that was retired and wanted to get rid of the equipment. He kept his A4, but the KWS-1 he sold to me. He lived in the same town where my wife was born and raised, in Brookville, Pennsylvania. So I don't know that you need that much, but it's nice to have a KWM-2 sitting there. And when the younger hams come in, they'll ask you, what is that? I don't know that you'll get them hooked, but I'm just saying I'll take my Collins. I get a lot of questions about how can I find a Collins radio? Other than coming to Dayton, other than going to a local ham fest, one of the roads that you should travel on is to contact your local club. There may be Charlie that hasn't come to a club meeting in some time. A good friend of mine in Maine has some Collins gear. It's out there, but it's not being used. It's not active. You can buy something sight unseen. I'd like to see it. I'd like to take it out of the cabinet and look underneath the chassis, see if someone's been diddling with the components and so forth. I'm saying good solder connections, good components, replacing maybe a modification. But use these as some criteria. When you consider buying a radio, and I say Collins, it should look like it just left the factory. Now that's maybe idealistic. Main tuning dial and meter dial markings are clear and crisp. Dial scutcheon and knobs are shiny and bright. All knob inlays are blemish-free. You can get those. Talbert sells those, Charlie. Scribe lines perfect. All switch assemblies have that familiar clicking sound. I've had radios, even maybe one of my own, that came out of Desert Storm, got sand in them, and you turn them, they don't click. The band switch, they're mushy. Don't invest your money. I know I'm talking to the Collins group. I should have people here that are buying a Kenwood or something or not interested in Collins at this point and would like to buy one. But if you come to our museum and your own radios, they should have that familiar clicking sound. When those radios were shipped, they weren't greased. They were no lubricant, just the maybe a bit of lubricant that came from the Central Lab or one of the switch companies. I always apply a little lithium grease to the detents. There's so much I can say about a good Collins, and that is the mechanics. Collins Radio Company had more mechanical engineers than electrical engineers. The radio is more of a mechanical device, I think, particularly the band switch and the emission switch, and also the function switch. The ID tag, invariably, I've seen them and I know who did the work. They were washed, cleaned, and the tag was all crumbly and so forth. Didn't take little common sense to put a piece of masking tape across it. You see those little hangers when your lid comes down? You know what I'm talking about. Are they there when you buy this radio? Are they missing? Why are they missing?
You're listening to a love affair one ham has for Collins radios, once considered the Cadillac of ham radios. We'll conclude our excerpts from David Knapper, W3ST's 2017 Dayton Hamvention presentation in a moment. This is The Rain Report, which updates Saturdays on therainreport.com and is heard Saturdays at 9 p.m. on shortwave station WTWW, transmitting from Lebanon, Tennessee on 5085 kHz. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Rain Report from www.therainreport.com.
Look at the feet. Are they original? The late Collins were plastic. The early ones were metal with a slant on that assembly, or call it the feet. A little rubber. You can get those RF connection cells, those out of Gaithersburg. You look at the feet. You can tell. There's something about this radio that's been in the overhaul. I'd rather have the original parts with it. And many times, you're not going to find one as pretty as this. Zeus fittings or fasteners are shiny. The lid rests on those two metal tabs that are on either side. A ceramic insert in the antenna connector, not canceled. I had a gentleman from Florida that I do business with. He sent me his Rockwell Collins radio. I only have maybe one or two of them. But he sent this to me, and I turned it around, and guess what I found where that antenna connector was? An SO239. Some will put a BNC in there. There's nothing I can do. You can, if you're methodical, and take that rivets out or even backwards. I think that I did them years ago, of putting a little insert in there, a little ceramic insert. The keyway, the late ones, whether it's an M2 or the S-line, they put a pin right here. What's that pin for? Reinforcement. How was this corrected in later models? That pin. There's a 2A with frame relays. The cover's missing. Many times I'll not see the cover. It's gone. There's nothing wrong with frame relays. I have modified maybe three sets, put the plug-in relays in. How many people have ever done that changeover from frame to plug-in? Don't. That next to the emission switch, don't. I should don't, too. That's an early set, and you see where the crystal board is on the bottom. That's distinguishes. That's the only thing that distinguishes the 2 from the 2A is the crystal board. Got to have a 2A. Got to have a 2A. Of the same year, everything's the same. It's that you got crystal board is on the bottom for the military or for civil defense, whatever, and the board on top is for the military, or to put the auxiliary crystals in that you turn the little knob there and put those into place. Why do I have a hair dryer? Because I, not too long ago, put one of mine in the oven. My wife was away for the evening or for the afternoon, and I put that radio in, and I forgot, I did turn the temperature down. But it was really hot when I pulled it out, and I was holding my breath. And I don't recommend, that's me, from experience, putting a radio in the oven. You could find that the little IF transformers in the mixer stage, I call them, it could be the wax, whatever, you could really freeze up the little ferrite rod that's in there, and then you can't turn it. I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, finding those transformers, finding replacements, if you've cracked and turning, you know what I'm talking, I see some heads nodding. I don't know where you get them. I guess surplus sales is out of business. But if you don't tell anyone, I have some. If I say I probably have one of the largest parts collections, you'd say, he's not bragging, he's only been doing this for 40-some years. In 1970, hair dryer, that's what I use. If it's not that dirty, don't wash it. Leave it alone. That's patina, they call that, with cars. I had radios that came out of Desert Storm with a little bit of that fine sand. I left it in there for historical purposes to say this radio had been in Desert Storm. Deoxit, it's okay. Only thing, the difference between deoxit and that electrical cleaner from CRC is they've added a little bit of oil. I've cleaned contacts. I've cleaned parts with deoxit. I'm not putting a bullet in their heart, if you will, or I'm not derating them. But I use a CRC, and I don't use much of it. I have deoxit. Be careful with pots. Wash the carbon off, and they're hard to find. The paint over there is from Surplus Sales in Nebraska, about the closest paint you'll find that'll match your cabinets. I don't know that they, do they, am I wrong in this? Do they have a front panel paint for the S-Line KW2? I don't think they do. Heard someone say the other day that you can go to there and they'll have paint for the front panel. In painting front panels, use a little bit of a hard sponge and dip it into the paint, and then instead of a paintbrush, just a little technique in terms of a spot maybe on the front panel. You've mixed some paint together, you got a pretty good color match, and then use, instead of a paintbrush or daubing, I'd use a little sponge. My wife had the laundry sinks downstairs at one time, and I washed the radio. I think it was a 75A series. You couldn't believe the nicotine. This is an advertisement against smoking. You couldn't believe what came off that radio. It's a lot of work. The next slide is to keep your fingers out of it. There's a lot of steps, and I've pulled them out maybe 2-3 times until I got them right, until the knob, the dial turns right. You can modify them. Capacitors. This little trimmer up here is the one that adjusts the balance between upper and lower sideband. When that thing is defective, to say it needs cleaned, whatever, or it's stuck, you got to take that whole thing apart just for that little trimmer. The other one on the other side is for the frequency excursion to put it back on frequency.
This has been an excerpt from the 2017 Dayton Hamvention Collins Radio Forum, voiced by David Knepper, W3ST, who spoke of his devotion to Collins Radio, once the pride of mid-America. David maintains an exhibit of his Collins gear in Sidman, Pennsylvania. He is the publisher of the Collins Journal, available only online today. David's email is collinsradio@comcast.net. That's collinsradio@comcast.net. The Rain Report updates Saturdays on therainreport.com. This hamcast is broadcast Saturdays at 9 p.m. on the Lebanon, Tennessee shortwave station WTWW on 5085 kHz. Now for Rain's longtime producer and founder, Hap Holly, KC9RP, I'm Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, bidding all you radio collectors, Vary 73, from the Radio Amateur Information Network, keep on hamming.